This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is why every discussion that you hear in the media or among Republicans about repeal and replace and taking down Obamacare and so on, why every such discussion is total bunk, complete nonsense, an absolute hoax, and a waste of time. Here's why. Oh, and by the way, thanks for joining me here. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, daring to tell you the truth about the healthcare system. Here's why. Because all of these systems, all they're doing, all these discussions, negotiations, is just talking about really who pays for disease. You cannot fix a healthcare system unless you solve the problem of why people are getting disease in the first place. Why are people getting so much cancer? Why is there so much obesity, diabetes, Alzheimer's, heart disease, kidney disorders, and so on? Why? And it's not because of who's paying for healthcare. It's because people are eating food that's full of poisons or lacking nutrients, full of processed additives, hydrogenated oils, artificial chemical sweeteners, refined sugars, trans fats, all this garbage, sodium nitrite in the processed meat, you name it. This is what's killing everybody. There was a recent study, it was covered in The Guardian, said that 20% of deaths now are attributed to food. One in five deaths is attributed to food, to the food additives and the toxic processed food ingredients and so on. It's the food supply that's killing everybody. It's the food supply and to some extent, cosmetics, which are also highly toxic, and laundry detergents, which are toxic, and medications, which are toxic. But it's the toxic processed foods that are largely killing people. Food is now killing more people than cancer alone, and most of the cancer that's actually causing deaths out there is caused by exposure to chemicals in food. So the food is what's killing people. The food is toxic. And yet, there is no discussion about any of this among President Trump, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh has zero knowledge about nutrition, zero. Sean Hannity means well, but he doesn't know anything about nutrition either. Donald Trump, same story, means well, doesn't know anything about food. You got to bring in nutrition people. If you want to solve the healthcare problem, you got to start with what's causing the problems. And that comes down to food. If they brought in someone like myself, I'm not saying I would want to do this. I would probably not want to do this. But just as an example, if they brought in someone like me and said, how do you solve the healthcare problem? The answer is you ban sodium nitrite from the food supply. So you stop giving people cancer. You start promoting vitamin D supplementation so people can prevent cancer for pennies a day. You ban trans fats, which the FDA has largely banned a couple of years ago, by the way. 10 years after I said it should be banned, which is always takes the FDA a long time to catch up to scientific reality. But you got to ban these chemical sweeteners, which don't promote weight loss. And frankly, you got to do something about all this processed sugar, especially the liquid sugar, the soft drinks. You have to work on the food and the nutrition as the source of the disease. You can't just talk about, oh, how are we going to pay for disease or how are we going to shift costs to the states or shift costs to private companies or have higher deductibles, this and that. They're just playing shell games, people. It's all a cost-shifting game for a country that's being killed by the food supply. The food supply, you got to get rid of the toxic pesticides and herbicides. You got to ban glyphosate, among other things. You've got to have real limits on toxic heavy metals, which currently there's no limit. The USDA sets no limit. The FDA sets no limit. You got to start limiting the poisons in the food supply. You got to have a nationwide laboratory science testing program. For all the food imports that are coming into the USA, you got to test them. Because a lot of the stuff from China is saturated with toxic chemicals. If you're not cleaning up the food supply, all you're doing is allowing people to eat themselves to death. And that's why healthcare costs are out of control. This is not a survivable situation in terms of national finance. You can never afford to pay for a country that is poisoning itself to death with toxic foods, toxic cosmetics, toxic medications. You can't just give more money to the cancer industry and say solve the problem. Cancer industry is not interested in solving the cancer problem. The cancer industry is interested in making money off the cancer problem. There's a big difference. In fact, if you solve the cancer problem, the cancer industry goes bankrupt. And that's the outcome that you should hope for. I can show you how to bankrupt the cancer industry by solving the cancer problem. I can show you how to slash healthcare spending by 70 or 80% nationwide within 4 to 5 years. It's very simple. It's easy to do. But no one's interested in it because there's so much money and profit in treating sickness and disease. No one who makes money off sickness and disease wants to make less money. Does that make sense? You think the heart disease industry wants to make less money? You think the pharmaceutical companies want to make less money? You think they want everybody to be cured of heart disease and cholesterol and blood pressure and Alzheimer's? Of course they don't. They're in the business of treating sick people, so they need more sick people to treat. They need a never-ending stream of sick people. And wouldn't you know it, the food industry provides exactly that. The food industry keeps giving them more and more sick people so that the drug companies can make more and more money. And that's now 1/5 of the economy, rapidly approaching 1/4 of the economy. We have an economy rooted in sickness, disease, toxic foods, toxic drugs, toxic chemotherapy. The whole system is toxic. It's killing people. And yet, it is a big part of the economy. That is why all this talk in Washington about repeal and replace, block grants to the states, states' rights, slashing payments to doctors, all this and all that, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. You notice none of these people are ever talking about the toxins in the food. None of these people are talking about how pesticides cause Alzheimer's and cancer. None of these people are talking about heavy metals in the food supply causing neurological disorders, bone disorders, heart problems, and so on. None of them, not a one, because they are nutritionally, I don't want to use the word illiterate, that's a little harsh. They're just unaware. They're not bad people. They're just not informed. You want to solve this problem? You got to bring in somebody who's fully informed, somebody who has the knowledge, you know, that I talk about every day. It doesn't have to be me, obviously. It could be, there's a lot of other people out there, probably can get along better in committees and such. I'm not a committee kind of guy. I'm like, this committee is full of crap. Here's what you need to do. But anyway, maybe they can find a committee tolerant person who has good nutritional knowledge and they can figure it out. But until that happens, America is going to go bankrupt. America is going to commit suicide, financial suicide stemming from medical suicide because of lack of nutrition and the mass consumption of toxic chemicals. So that is the truth that no one dares tell you. No one. Because there's too much money, too much corporate influence in the sickness industry. So check out my website, naturalnews.com. You want to stay informed with the truth about all of this? You can hear my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And also check out one of my other websites called foodsupply.news. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body. Things that are good for the environment and good for you and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.